This is the brief on financial materiality under IFRS S1. So, based on a recent IFRS Sustainability Masterclass, we're looking at why there are literally so many different sustainability standards out there. And really, it all boils down to who's reading the report and how they define what's material or relevant to them. First, we have financial materiality under IFRS S1, which is strictly investor-focused. Information is material here if leaving it out would actually change whether someone decides to buy, sell, or lend. It's all about future cash flows. Think of this as an outside-in effect. Ask yourself, how does the changing world hit the company's wallet? Like, a climate-driven heat wave is an external risk that spikes cooling costs, which directly lowers net profit. Second, let's look at the Global Reporting Initiative, or GRI. They use impact materiality, focusing on employees, communities, and governments rather than just investors. It's the exact opposite of IFRS, a total inside-out view. It measures how the company's operations impact the natural and social resources of the world around it, regardless of any immediate financial return. Finally, there's double materiality, required by the European Sustainability Reporting Standards, or ESRS, under EFRAG. Honestly, why choose one lens when you can use both, right? It's just a two-way street requiring a company to report on both how sustainability risks affect their financial bottom line and how their business actually affects the world. Ultimately, the whole alphabet soup of sustainability standards just comes down to where you're pointing the magnifying glass, at your wallet, at the world, or at both.